Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate. And then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh, we're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show. Tell a friend to tell a friend and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Let's Brunch More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back.
He's back!
Hey, I'm not going to hold you. I was so locked in on the intro, I forgot I had to start the show. Because the intro is so fire. The intro is so fire. Man, listen, I was just locked in looking at it like it's a TV show. But anyway, man, what's going on, man? I'm happy to be here on another Friday night episode. And listen, man, I'm having a hell of a week so far. Man, just making stuff happen, working hard, momentum going crazy. And the podcast numbers are up, followers going up, engagement going up. And, man, I just got no complaints. The hard work is definitely paying off, man. But listen, man, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to hit the like button. You probably wondering why I need to hit the like button for a corny ninja with a maroon shirt on, with the red headphones that don't match the black sunglasses. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. And listen, man, I need a return is to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback Gang. Playback Gang going crazy, bruh. Playback Gang making the numbers go up. I got people in the Playback Gang sending me DMs because they want to catch the live. Listen, Friday night, 10 o'clock every Friday night. We hit 10 o'clock every Friday night. But listen, man, before we get in the comments and holler at the fam and get the show started, you know I always got something on my chest. I got a few things today, man. People pissed me off this week, man.
What?
First thing, we got adults out here who don't know the difference between fact and opinion.
What?
So people come on my post, say, why you only talk about women? Why don't you talk about men?
What?
I say, I do talk about men. But women, especially black women, have a higher obesity rate, and it tends to not be addressed with women. So I'm going to talk about women.
What?
Oh, no, that's your opinion.
What?
It's a literal fact. It's on the CDC. You don't even need the CDC. Go to your neighborhood. Go to the YMCA. You go to CVS. You go to TGI Fridays. You go anywhere, you're going to see it. And that's just a fact. No hard feelings. All right. That's number one. Number two, I could probably do five of them, but I'm going to do number two. So I do a different show during the weekdays in the mornings with some of my mentors, you know, older, successful guys. They happen to be some white guys. So they asked me how my weekend was. So I told them I had went to a spot and got like pink pineapple, orange watermelon, yellow watermelon, just to try something different. The whole soy boy ass comment section talking about that's GMO. Man, shut
your bitch ass up, nigga.
Let me see you get in the gym.
What?
Let me see you do some pull-ups.
What?
Let me see you do some bench press.
What?
Let me see you squat your body weight.
What?
With no profile picture, man.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I mean, damn. Like, bro, people just always got some shit to say. Threw my whole mood off for the show. But listen, y'all saw boys bring that shit to this show and see what happened. Try that shit. But anyway, man, with all that being said, let's get in these comments and get this show started. People in the back chair, bro. I guess you're talking about the thumbnail. Recently got recertified personal training certification. Shout out to Wicked Scorpion. Indian Dolly said, happy Friday. Happy Friday. What's up, what you know, Joe? What's going on with you? Chump putting in work. Still want that island list, though. Yeah, man. We're going to talk about the whole Trump thing. I'm going to save it for the show. We're going to save it for the show. Been a minute tapping in. Reek, what's good, bro? I've been on the playback gang. What's good, Reek? Wi-Fi acting up. All right, man. Hey, listen, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. All right, we're going to take a trip to TikTok. We got this lady here. Guess what community?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We got this lady here. She's going to tell us the reason why black women are fat. She's going to tell us the reason why black women are obese.
You know, black people.
No.
So we all want to know. So let's check it out.
So I didn't want to chime in on this conversation because every time I chime in on conversations about fat phobia, y'all just call me a fat black bitch. But I don't care.
Uh-oh.
Honestly,
uh-oh,
the reason why I think so many black women are overweight is not only because of how disgusting the food in America is. I think that.
So it's because the food in America is disgusting.
What?
But y'all be eating the damn food in America that's quote unquote disgusting.
It's Wendy's.
If I go to Wendy's up the street, it's full of black women.
It's Burger King.
If I go to Burger King up the street, it's full of black women.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes.
If I go to Popeyes up the street, it's full of black women. So the food's disgusting. Got you.
Black women, like for women, hormones and like the way that our bodies react to food and nutrients is very complex in a way that I don't even think the medicine world, especially not Western medicine, has ever taken the time to care enough about to understand.
So the medicine world. The medicine industry in the Western world, meaning the United States, doesn't understand black women's bodies. Got it.
What?
So I think that just the way that America's diet set up just does not work with black genes, especially black.
So black genes, they say we have the best body compositions. You go to the Olympics, black people are clearly genetically superior. You go to the NBA, NFL. But the food and the diet in America, the diet doesn't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
The American diet doesn't work for black women. Okay.
The diet don't work for you the same.
I don't think brunch, fried chicken, alcohol, hookah works for anybody's body, but okay.
Women's genes. But also, I think that epigenetically, black women have dealt with so much trauma.
Epigenetically. Where are my doctors at? Epigenetically, what does that mean?
Like the reason why black women black have trauma. Higher rates of PCOS, fibroids,
okay,
just like hormonal issues regarding their menstrual cycle, issues regarding lupus and all sorts of
lupus
disorders that are just affect Black women way more. It's because of long-term chronic generational stress passed down epigenetically.
Okay. So this is the thing, man. And we talk about it all the time. We're going to get back to the video. Y'all can't use the stress that our great grandmothers went through and talk about us. We didn't get hosed down in the civil rights era. We didn't get dogs chased after us. We didn't have to drink from a colored water fountain. So what the hell stress are y'all talking about? And a lot of the stress these women talking about, sorry, Black women, I do love y'all. This is not all of y'all. But a lot of the stress y'all talking about is from y'all willingly fucking with Pookie and Ray Ray. That's where the stress come from, all right? And it comes from a few other places, but I ain't going to go there today.
Still to this day, Black women have never actually been given an opportunity to recuperate mentally, emotionally from the trauma in this country.
Oh, brother.
And I think that that absolutely affects the way that our bodies process nutrients. And it's
never taken
into consideration because fat phobia is employed to make Black women feel like shit. It's a very important aspect of colonization to make Black women, amongst Black people in general, feel like they are worthless, ugly, useless.
What
and
the
fat phobia is rooted in anti-Africanness, rooted in the hatred for the African body, and like the way that our
My bad, y'all. Did she just say anti-Africanness?
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
What the hell is anti-Africanness?
Beg your pardon.
My bad. I messed
from
up
the
spot
in this country. And fatphobia is rooted by the state of health within the Black community.
What the
due to lack of access to fresh and natural food due to generational poverty, but due lack of understanding of women's health and the Black body. Most of our understanding of health in America is based on white European bodies. Like dairy for one is not something that West Africans process in a way that Europeans do. Historically, Black people's diets were not very similar to that of Europeans. However, the American diet is very much based off of a European standard. So if we're eating the same
food as
them,
diet?
We're not genetically built to process food in the same way that they do. I feel like the outcome is different.
I feel like.
And I think that
no science, just I feel like.
For us as a society to say, well, get up and go to the gym. But I think it's so much more complex. And I say all the time that people who just say get up and go to the gym are typically 99% of the time people who don't understand anything about health and only care about body image and looks.
So people who go to the gym who care about health don't care anything about health. But the people who sit on fucking TikTok and talk shit and make up shit and say I feel like and make up words like anti-Africanness, they care about health. Okay.
Why would we actually do studies on Black women's bodies and health and the way that they process nutrients when Black women being fat contributes to a lot of the hatred that we spew on them? And then we feel justified in that hate because we live in a fat phobic society.
Y'all lucky
like,
only talk
if
fitness.
You don't want to be hated on, just don't be fat. It's like a cycle of violence that Black women are
violence.
In. And it's based on epigenetic violence against Black
violence. Women. But hiring that cholesterol ain't violence. Drinking 10 shots at the girl's brunch ain't violence. Eating back-to-back chicken and waffles. And then you got French fries along with that ain't violence. Then y'all going out for dessert. Then you going out to the late night spot. But it's violence.
Centuries of rape. Centuries of grape. Centuries of violence. Centuries of lack of access.
Grape. So out of all the things you said, so grape made you get that cheeseburger.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
To healthy.
It's almost over. It's almost over.
Centuries of denial of safe spaces to evolve hormonally.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother.
Hey, man. Yo, it's at the point they can't even say a word salad correctly. They just making up shit, bro. They just making up shit. Listen, I'm so glad this stuff is getting exposed, man. I'm so glad it's getting exposed. And it's not like people who make these videos are coming in with science. These, and then, listen, I love y'all ladies. We're going to talk about them in today too. Don't worry. Like I told y'all, these women have it easier than any other generation of black women. I don't want to hear nothing, black women. Every time I get on this, every weekend I get on a story, I see black women in Jamaica on the river getting their booties rubbed on. Every time I get on a story, I see black women celebrating somebody's birthday. Every time I get on a story, I see all types of stuff. And then they say, well, that doesn't mean they're not depressed. Okay. Coming from somebody who's dealt with deep depression, some real shit, been through some real shit, which y'all never will know and will, I'll never really talk about, at least not now, because that shit ain't nothing to joke with. That shit is real. And I tell you this, when I wasn't depressed, I wasn't in damn Mexico. I wasn't outside trying to get twerked on. I wasn't outside at brunch. So I'm not trying to hear that shit, man. I'm not trying to hear it. Listen, everybody has their struggles. Everybody has their trauma. Everybody has whatever the fuck. Get your ass up and go to the gym.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Y'all literally, y'all looking for new reasons to be a victim. You're making yourself a victim. You're making yourself a victim because you're not practicing good habits, because you are skipping the gym, you're not drinking water, and you find every excuse to deny science. So with all that being said, in 2025, this shit is over. Nobody's trying to hear this shit no more. Even white people speaking up on it, they ain't trying to hear that shit. And it is what it is. And you know, I'm going to tell the truth. And you know, I got to go. Let's keep this episode going. That was crazy. That was crazy as hell, bro. Black women sure are having the lowest quality people. Speak for all of them. Now, people who don't interact with black people are going to assume all black women are fat. I got a post coming out about, well, actually, I posted it on TikTok and YouTube Shorts about a white woman calling me anti-black because I told black women to get in shape. Look on my TikTok. The way America's diet is set up does not work with black genes, huh? They make it seem like black people are a different species.
What?
Anything. Lupus. Notice the nose ring. The nose ring is, yep. Good call, Frost. See, fat phobia is rooted in racism.
Phobia is rooted in racism?
She forgot to mention that all these things can be reversed, even lupus. Oh, wow. I didn't know lupus can be reversed. That's crazy. I didn't know that. This one of the stupidest videos you ever posted. Absolutely. A whole lot of buzzwords, and new ones at that. Definitely some new ones. Anti-Africanness. And when I post these, that does not represent all black women. So don't come in here tomorrow. I'm putting black women down. That's them dumbass black women. Just like when I talk about black men, I'm not talking about all black men. That's them dumbass black men. Where the fuck is she? Did she get this BS information? What's up, SJC? Yes, making up new shit. They literally pull every BS excuse out in one video. All the videos you ever showed in one. Cooked. Reggie, what's good? She must have a PhD in some sort of health. Oh, yeah, she do got a PhD because black women got the most PhDs, right?
I'm a PhD.
She can't even make a word salad correctly. But she's a PhD.
I'm a PhD.
How is it complex? It's calories and calories in and calories out and moving your ass. Only time she move her ass is at Sunday brunch. No personal accountability, which is female stereotype, by the way. It is. When people just like to hear themselves talk with nothing to talk about. Can we move on from this loser? I'm starting to zone out with this. She's too great for me. She can't even repeat the talking point. Hey, man, black women in the streets. Small head, big body. If a woman said all black men are thugs and terrible fathers, I wouldn't get offended, exactly. These excuses get out of hand. It's black women that will blame racism instead of the gym. All facts, man. Rise, rise. What's good, my boy? What's good, my boy? All right, real quick. We're going to go through this quickly because I'm going to show y'all the video. Then we got to go through the comment section real quick. So let's check it out. That shit don't stop repeating. So we got a skinny guy with his big back woman. And they say that skinny dudes love big back women.
Nope.
And we got to put an end to this narrative. So we just going to look at this. We're going to go through the comment section and see how this shit is praised. This is, hey, look, skinny black men got to stop doing this. And we're going to talk about it because we got a real issue in our community. And our women, as long as this shit going on, they ain't changing for shit. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. So let's check out this comment section. Boom. I'll play the video while we go through it. Let's see. I love how her... Oh, Lord. What did it say? I know that's right, sis. I know that's right. Cut up, sis. Oh, he's handling all of that. Yes. Your face says it all. And all these women is not plus-size women hyping this shit up. Yes, God. Crack him like a crab leg, baby. Get it, honey. He's so respectful. What the... Is he... What? Never mind. Don't get mad, but I bought this outfit on her mind. They cute as fuck. Her outfit fire. He looks so handsome, and the way he loves on her is cute as hell, and he looks great. But then I looked at his shoes with... Okay, whatever. I bet my last dollar she makes his whole world smile. Listen, the reason we're talking about this... The reason we're talking about this is because not only are they encouraging these women to stay fat, but now the men are expected to date this. And if you don't want to date this, you're a bad guy.
Nope.
And I'm trying to tell people that, listen, these are not going to be, and I'm trying to be nice today. Fuck it. We're not going to be nice today. These is low quality men, man.
What?
These are low quality men with low quality mindsets.
What?
And these are men who are not going to make their women better.
What?
And these men do not care about y'all fucking health. I mean, this right here, for this to be praised is embarrassing for the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You ain't got time for the gym, but you got time for this bullshit. I need the fellas to do better. I need the fellas to have higher standards. And I need the fellas to get in the gym as well. Because this dude, and a lot of people think they don't need it. A lot of men don't think they don't need the gym when they're skinny like this guy. But guys, you got to lead by example, bro. If you're not in the gym improving, getting better, these women damn sure ain't going to the gym improving and getting better. Dom DeMarco, Marco. And like I said, the comment section, all those women are not big women. Ladies, I need y'all to have enough sense to not listen to people who wouldn't be fat. Next time, ask them, so if you want me to stay fat so bad, why your ass ain't fat? Why you ain't skipping no workouts? Why you ain't big back in calorie stacking? Why you ain't getting as many calories as me when we outside? So next time you listen to this encouragement, really just peel it layer back. Stop being conditioned to think that shit that ain't right is supposed to be right. We're not meant to be 400 pounds, 300 pounds, BMI 30 plus, BMI 35 plus. That's not okay. And there's too many scientific studies to show that it's not going to be good for you in the long run. It's not good for your longevity. We got to cut this shit out, man. It is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Dom DeMarco. Where we at, man? In the comments. Y'all can't hear me? You can tell he don't want to be there. Her legs all fucked up. I give it 3 months. Y'all crazy. Something's going on with your live stream. He's buffering every few seconds. Oh, man, here we go. What in the ninja ish is this? Stiff Jello. My live stream acting up. Oh, man, here we go. Can't hear you. I think it's back. Can y'all hear me now? Let me know, man. Anyway, we're going to keep it going. We got the dude Bubba here. Shout out to Bubba. But he's Bubba is, I guess, somewhat of a sports analyst. He was on, he has a show on Shannon Sharpe's network. And he's over here simping for the big back women. And this is the shit I'm talking about, fellas. Yeah, we got to stop this shit. Can y'all hear me now? It's still happening? Damn. Man, what's up with this internet? Y'all, I don't want to have to restart. I think I'm good, though. Say my Wi-Fi is cool. Anyway, it's cutting every 2 seconds. Oh, man, here we go. All right, well, we're going to keep the show going. Hopefully, it come back. If I got to stop the show, I'll just stop the show. Let's check it out.
Love me a big 285-pound woman, big titty. Uh-oh. Motherfucker. Goddamn it, motherfucker who need help getting up off the couch. Them my kind of goddamn women. Bitch, I'll be back in 2 days. Don't you fucking move.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Big tongue kiss. Come here.
Big motherfucker. Yeah, that's insane, bro. Much.
What? Don't piece of roll eat motherfucker. Get.
Yeah, I can't hear nothing. Hold up, man. Let me check this stream out. What y'all mean y'all can't hear nothing? Some people could hear, some people can't. I don't know. Yeah, this is crazy, man.
I grab a big bitch. If you ever tell somebody I fuck you, it's over. I make love to them big 200.
So he did all that just to say he don't want nobody to know.
75, 280 pound caravan driving ass motherfuckers always hyping their bestie friend up. Shit, I love them. But during the summertime, I'm not with no big girl.
And I. So he telling y'all to stay big. He telling y'all he'll take y'all to the crib. He's telling y'all he'll sleep with you, but he don't want to be seen outside in public with you. Where have we heard that before?
We'll deny it too. I ain't never slept with a big woman a day in my motherfucking life, but the whole time I'm lying.
Man, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Man, we are cooked. Hold up, man. Y'all saying y'all can't see me on the live stream? Hold on. Let me check this out. Let me go to YouTube real quick because everything is fine on my end. Maybe YouTube trying to shut me down. Let's see. Am I here? I'm good. It looked like it's working on my end. Hey, it looked like it's working, man. I don't know what y'all talking about. Anyway, let's give. Is it not working? YouTube look fine to me, bro. I'm checking YouTube now. It looked like I'm good. So I don't know what y'all talking about. Maybe it's slow or something. I don't know. Can y'all not hear me? Let me see. My microphone good. Yeah, my microphone's straight on this end. I don't know what's going on, bro. The Wi-Fi is cool. The Wi-Fi is cool, man. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. Y'all see the bullshit. Stop listening to it. We got to figure out this Wi-Fi, man. Damn, we got to talk about Trump. We got to figure out this Wi-Fi.
Look at my African-American over here.
Can y'all see me? You say you can hear me? Can y'all see me? What is going on with the Wi-Fi then? Why it looked like it's fine on my end, but I just check YouTube. I'm live on the YouTube. YouTube going fine. What's going on, man? Come on, come on, YouTube. I think it's cool on YouTube, man. It looked like it's fine. Let's see. Yeah, I'm cool. I can hear myself. All right. Y'all just panicking. Y'all lying over there. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Stop the cap. Nothing happened.
Stop the cap.
Anyway, man, we're going to keep this episode going. I lost my train of thought. We're going to talk about this swim thick part. If you don't know what swim thick is, it's basically a party promoted to BBW women. mostly black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let's check it out, man. We're going to talk about, this girl's going to talk about her experience there and what she saw there, because we're getting on the fellas today. Let's check it out.
So I went to Swim Thick this weekend, had a bowl, a time was had. And I don't know, like the big girls did their thing.
Oh, man.
The men that showed out, it was just so funny because all of them was built. Most of them had built, muscled up, tall, black, handsome. That's why I be so confused when people be like, be thinking because they're oversized or overweight, they can't get a man. Like, the niggas love us. Like,
oh, man, here we go.
I don't consider myself as the biggest, but I am chubby. I feel like I can get any man I want. I had to toot my own horn, but I'm just like,
oh, man.
For the ladies who, you see on 600 Pound Life, they always got a man. And that should be real. I just had to say that because I was like, the men out here is just, they were so handsome. I was like, so I don't know why ladies be thinking, or whoever be thinking, a big bitch can't get a man. They love us. So eat that meatloaf. Eat the whole thing, shit.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So you see more encouragement from the community. More encouragement from the community to not get fit. So, like I said, this party here is promoted to big women. They said it was a lot of fit guys there, a lot of slim guys, a lot of regular size guys. So a lot of people tell me, AC Marty, you lying. Fit dudes don't love big joints. We ain't out here showing love to big joints. They delusional. Oh, is that right? Let's check it out. And make sure y'all hit the like button, even though we having some trouble here, man.
Swim Thick 225 is me, as y'all can see.
Look at this.
This specimen of a woman, you know what I'm saying?
This specimen of a woman.
You don't walk up on a nigga talking about, I seen you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, what you seen before, ain't compared to shit to what's on the way.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I need the fellas to higher their standards. You sitting there, you putting her on camera, and this is why the black community, this is why my message, I'm not changing it. Because I only want to help the people that want help. It's cooked.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It is far gone, and the skyrocket, the obesity rate is only going to skyrocket. We got this dude again. He just going to talk about how much he love BBWs. Hold on 1 second.
I should have known better. Yo. But as you can see, it's a lot of niggas up there. It's a lot of women. It's a lot of niggas, too.
It's a lot of ninjas. It's a lot of ninjas up in there.
Ninjas.
And I'm saying that to say this. It ain't nothing unique about Stephon Lorenzo, you know what I'm saying, being attracted to BBWs. You know what I'm saying?
Peep, what he said. Peep, what he said.
A bunch of niggas that love plus size women that love BBWs.
It's a bunch of ninjas that love plus size women that love BBWs.
Ninjas.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm a little different with this shit. Yeah, I'm a little bit more sincere. You heard me?
And he's taking pride in it.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
He's taking pride in it. Listen, man, this shit is embarrassing, bro. The amount of men out here just straight simping and taking the low-hanging fruit, taking the easiest access.
Nope.
And y'all women just running with it. We got to do better, black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Where y'all think this ninja work at? Does this ninja have a job? I mean, what the hell is, bruh? We're conditioned to think this. We're conditioned to love big women. Because I'm telling you, I always tell y'all, as a kid, you don't grow up imagining your wife and think of a 400-pound woman. That is not what you thought your marriage was going to be as an adult. And I'm willing to bet any man will agree with me. They might not say it publicly, but it's the truth. The truth is the truth. I don't see any other community having a swim party with straight BBW women. I don't see the men in there praising it. And I don't see the women in there praising it. But y'all want to blame anti-Africanness, anti-blackness, generational trauma, shit that you never went through, that your great-grandmother probably went through. You probably never even met your great-grandmama, but you trying to talk about the trauma that she went through, your great-grandmama trauma. But this shit don't make no sense, man. The jokes write themselves. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. And listen, man, I'm sorry about this Wi-Fi. I don't know what's going on, but it looks smooth on my end, man. Hey, jackass, you're the lowest hanging fruit. They'll play with for a moment, then go shoot. Your status is temporary. They are confusing getting a man, because the guys like you for you or your sexual pleasure. It's the same attention for them. Yep. That was Swim Thick, Smash Bash. Let's stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Had to be a black guy. That's why I don't go to black only parties unless it's other Africans. Hey, yo. He can get one that doesn't have a busted face. Hey, yo. Martin Luther King rolling in his grave right now. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Marcus Simpson.
He's back!
Standing at 6'4", 180 pounds, Marcus Simpson.
He's back!
Whole lot of 2 a.m. special recruits are running around there. Lil Flip fell off. Hey, who they want? Flip. Head-ass niche. Area 7 regretting showing niggas the Underground Railroad. This is why folks be saying black men have low standards. And when I said it, ninjas got mad. When I said that on my post the other day, ninjas got mad in the comments. That's not all black men. All right, bro, chill out. DJ Screw Wi-Fi. Hey, I'm sorry, man. He probably work at McDonald's with a GED. They think all of us black guys only want fat girls. And this is why doves cry. Hey, listen, man. I think I'm killing y'all today, but the Wi-Fi is apparently trash. But hey, we're going to keep the show going. All right, we're going to get into this situation. So if you didn't see the breaking news, Trump put out an executive order for to put fitness back in schools. I'm going to bring the image up in a second. Give me 1 second and make sure y'all hit the like button. I'm sorry about the Wi-Fi, but we got to keep the show going, man. All right, Trump signs executive order to bring back presidential fitness test in schools. Now, people are pissed, of course, because it's Trump. Anything Trump related, people are going to be mad.
Look at my African American.
Anything any president related, people are going to be mad. Okay, but as we know from this show, we've seen kids are getting fatter. Kids are more and more out of shape. Kids are playing less sports. They're in the house. They're on the iPad. I'm a 93 baby. 32 years old. I'm the last generation to play outside. You don't see kids playing outside anymore. You see kids bigger than adults. You see kids that are big back content creators and their parents just feeding them, mom feeding them, dad feeding them. It's crazy out here. So kids need to be active. I don't even think kids have recess anymore, if I'm not mistaken. Any educators in here? But instead of people worrying about the kids, right? Instead of people worrying about the kids, they so busy focused on the president that they don't like. And I'm not saying you should like Trump. I'm not saying that you should like Biden, but when someone does something positive, you got to separate the emotion. Take your emotion out of it. This is what the kids need. I care about the kids. I train kids. Right? I was one of them. I was one of them young kids who had to have adults involved to get me to and from practice, drop me off at school, pick me up from school. I needed adults in my life to care about me to be the man I am today. So I care about kids. I've trained a lot of kids. I've seen them kids go to high school. Some of them go to college. Some of them in the league now. A couple of the kids I train in the NBA right now. So we have to get kids moving, and it's only going to affect them in a positive way. You're talking about building character, having some structure, teaching them discipline, teaching them consequences to your actions. It's what kids need, man. And it's only going better the mental health crisis. But people just, he ain't done nothing right. Like, yo, get that emotional shit out of here. This is not a MAGA post, right? So super MAGAs stay over there and super liberals stay over there. We ain't on none of that shit. We talking fitness. So we're going to go through the comment section real quickly, just so y'all can see what I'm talking about. So I'm going to pull the post up in a second. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. I guess my Wi-Fi cool now. Y'all ain't saying nothing about it, so I'm hoping that's the case, because I hate to give y'all a shitty show, man. But anyway, all right, here we go, right here. You see a Trump signs executive order to bring back presidential fitness in schools. You see him right here, the video of him signing it. We'll leave it on that. We'll leave it on him signing it. We're going to go through these comments. What the F is Triple H doing there? Great question. Not sure why Triple H is there. I love Triple H, but I don't know why he's there.
What?
Let's keep it going. Everyone who's upset at this in these comments probably will fail to test themselves. Oh, and that's another thing, too. Well, that's facts, what she said. But people are saying Trump will fail to test. Dog, Trump is 80 years old.
What?
79, whatever the fuck he is. How many 80-year-olds are you going up to and talking about they can't pass the test?
What?
All right. He got another good 10, 15 years on his earth. Realistically, who cares if he can pass the test? But we need to care if these kids, that's going to be the future, that's taking over, that are going to be adults in the society we're still in, that when we're going to be adults, we need to care if they're going to be fit. We need to care if their mind's going to be fucked up because they ain't been getting no type of activity. So why don't y'all focus on that? Let's keep going through the comments, man. Say what y'all want. This is a good thing. Give credit where it's due. It should help combat obesity amongst the youth. Fitness, anything with health and fitness for the youth is a huge win. Swear that test was only created in case of drafts. Trying to say Trump's going to send us to war. Okay. Where the mad comments at? That's what we need. That's what we need to see. Let's see if we can find any mad comments. Another distraction from the Epstein files, man.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Why just public schools if this is so important, man?
Shut your bitch ass up.
Everybody keep talking about Triple H. When did they get rid of it? Great question. Can he pass the test? If he can't, then nope.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Dude can't jog a block. Do not one sit up or push up. He worried about the wrong shit.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
What does that have to do with this, bro? What is it? What does that have to do with the kids, dog? Let's see. List. It's talking about the Epstein list. Pretty sure Trump needs to exercise. We can't afford groceries and housing, and this is what you're worried about.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Let's see what else we got. Presidential fitness test. Ironic, because we all know Trump would fail that test. Says someone who can't pass the test. Can Trump pass the test? Oh, my God. You're talking about the Epstein files. And this right here, this is what's crazy, bro. It's clear that these people don't care about kids.
Let him cook.
These people do not care about the kids. They might care about their kids, but this is the issue with America. People don't care about something if it doesn't support their narrative. They don't care about what's better for the country. You're not about to sit here and tell me that healthier kids aren't better for the fucking country. You're not about to sit here and tell me that, bro. This was wrong with America, bro.
Just because the president you voted for didn't make this, now it's a fucking problem. Now it's a problem, man. It's crazy, bro. But anyway, man, let's get these comments, man. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Man, the Wi-Fi acting up again? I got to do something about this, bro. I'm going to have to do something about this, man. Damn. When was fitness test taken out of schools? I have no idea. Like them, love them, or hate them, I agree with this. Now watch us get called coons for agreeing with this just because it's Trump. It's a sad day in the world, bro. When someone does something great for kids and you get called a coon. Sad day in the world. I remember having PE class, yep, recess, all that. I remember doing fitness tests in elementary school. Me too. I'm down with this. I'm a 90s baby as well. Used to have PE all the time and team sports classes as well. Yep. We could score being an old head, but when I was in high school, they had recess, lunch, just no place to exercise, just eat and talk. Wasn't Trump in ROTC when he was younger, or am I thinking about someone else? I have no idea, bro. He probably was. Triple H is Vince McMahon's son-in-law. Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Triple H is there because he has a background in fitness. Hell, remember, Linda McMahon has a position in D.C., and Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame. I forgot. Yeah, Triple H is with Stephanie McMahon, right, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't even think about that. Trump claimed the human body is a battery that has a finite amount of energy, and exercise causes you to die faster. When did he say that? When did he say that? I'm happy to see Trump bring this fitness test back into schools. The kids need to understand the importance of fitness. We used to have this when I was in school. Absolutely. Wi-Fi acting up. Sorry. Where we at? But sometimes you got to look at the fine print of these bills to see what else they're putting in there. That's true. All facts. You got to. For real. You got to. You know, it might be some funny business in there. I hope not, obviously. But you're absolutely right about that. Your cougar ain't pay the Wi-Fi. Here y'all go, man. All right, catch you on the next one, Rhonda. Thought Triple H was going to put Uncle T in the pedigree. That would be funny as shit. Hey, y'all seen the clip of Stone Cold Austin? I think he says he was talking shit to Trump when Trump was on WWF. That shit funny as hell, bro. But anyway, man, they took the test out. They took the test requirements during the Obama era. They took out the test requirements during the Obama era. Don't say that to people. Don't say that. They're going to be pissed. But anyway, man, we got a couple more videos, and we're going to get up out of here. I'm sorry about the Wi-Fi. I might end up ending this joint a little early, man, because the Wi-Fi shit did throw me off. Doing everything but releasing the Epstein files. Yeah, you're right, but this is for the kids, bro. Like, we gotta help. I don't know if y'all in the trenches like I am, but dog, I've seen some foul shit with kids, bro. Some of these parents are doing their kids a major disservice. So I'm hoping this will help, but this joint touched me because I love kids. So I personally, I don't give a fuck about the Epstein files.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's a lot of fucked up shit in this country that need help, that needs to be fixed. So I don't care about the Epstein files, to be honest with you. And a lot of that shit, never mind, we ain't going to go there. Yeah, it's a reason they not releasing them. if the Epstein files get released, y'all want Trump to release him so bad, he probably doing y'all a favor. Because some of y'all favorite celebrities, probably, some of y'all probably favorite presidents, some of y'all favorite people is in them Epstein files. So y'all want him to release him so bad, he's doing y'all a favor. I'm just being honest. I'm not MAGA, but I just know, I'm pretty sure that it's MAGA in there, liberals in there, middle in there. Everybody's in them Epstein files. If we really want to talk about it. So I think he's definitely helping somebody by not releasing him. He could be helping himself too. I'm not excluding him. He might be helping himself. He might be in them files. Trump was involved in WrestleMania 23 and 2007. Yeah, Trump was active, bro, back in the day. Unk was about to go off. Trump and Clinton was on the island. That's what I'm saying, bro. Dog. I don't know. Can I say this? I'm going to be honest, bro. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump, Clinton, Obama, Biden, they all homies. They all homies. They probably was out there chilling. That's why it ain't dropping. You know, there's probably some women out there too. You can't talk about doing stuff for kids, but protect the people who exploit them. I agree with you. I agree with you, bro. I agree. But this is my thing though. See, now y'all about to get me started, bro. Y'all about to get me started, dog. This is my thing, bro. And if you like the guy or dislike the guy, look at Biden. He protected his son. And there was silence. So, I mean, that's what presidents do. That's what they do. I would do it. Like, I would protect myself. I would protect people I love. That's what they do. I mean, are y'all surprised? So my only thing is, it's cool to bring it up, but like, it's just, why is this shocking to people? It's pretty logical to me. Like I said, I care about the kids, so I don't give a fuck about that other shit. But anyway, let me chill, man. Even though this is a fitness podcast, don't be surprised if any of the Avengers are on those files. Hear me out. I mean, I think Wicked Scorpion was buddy. Oh my God, here y'all go. Politics is just like pro wrestling. Yeah, what's it called? Kayfabe? That's a lot of kayfabe with the politics, man. Even look at Gilly and Cam Newton beef right now. I guarantee this shit is for clicks and views. I doubt they're really beefing in real life like that. Protecting a crackhead who's only hurting himself is not the same as protecting elected officials from touching kids. You're right. It ain't the same. Listen, you're absolutely right. But I'm just saying, it's reasons why people do stuff. It's not the same. It's not the same. And protecting that crackhead who was probably hiding similar shit. He probably was hiding shit about touching kids too on that damn laptop. So what we talking about? Let me stop. Like, none of these guys are just clean. You know what I'm saying? None of these guys are clean. None of these guys are just squeaky clean. I don't give a fuck. That's why I hold both sides accountable. Probably not the best ideas. That would be a quick end to a presidency, whether he is on there or not. I agree. Biden did withdraw U.S. from Afghanistan in 2021 and left billions of dollars of equipment over there. Nothing but crickets. See, I'm not going there. That's why I'm not going. Yeah. Can't go and beat the brakes off Gilly Ballhead ass. Dumb the Monko. Hey, man. Let's keep the show going. Let me stop talking politics. I like to stir the pot, though, on both sides, man. I love doing that shit, bro. We got this guy, RZA, talking about why the country's overweight. And then we got one more thing I'm going to share, and then we're going to get up out of here.
Well, man, somebody said this to me. They said, Reza, I don't understand this. When we were growing up, if you were fat, you were called fat. If you were skinny, you was called skinny. I was real skinny. I was a fat baby. Up until about the age of 2 or 3, I was one of them chubby ones, right? And then it's like somebody squished me, and then I got taller and got real slim. Now I went from slim to now I got, I'm in that man body phase. Now I'm all muscular. You know, like 88% muscle and 12% body fat, roughly, right? So it's like, okay, cool. We go through our changes. The reality is now, body positivity is a trend being put in the place of lack of discipline.
If my sister is overweight, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, yes, honey. Yeah, you go. No, I'm going to say no. Plaque.
Tell her ass the truth.
Arteries struggling right now. I love you. Thanks. I love you enough to tell you the truth. I don't need to insult you. Let's not get it twisted. See, that's the difference. We start getting into insulting people and attacking their character. And no, you don't need to do that. Educate them. If you love somebody, you're going to tell them the truth. I want to see you around.
Tell their ass the truth.
Don't you want to be here? Ain't a damn thing positive about you having no high blood pressure, early onset diabetes, asthma.
They going to say it's positive, though.
Nothing positive about that. I have a cousin who's my age, who was a track runner, who has diabetes. We are in our 30s. This don't make no sense. Our elders were not dying until their late 80s, late 90s. But you're telling me right now that body positivity is something that we need to embrace? No. Get some discipline. Get the hell up. Get the fat off you. Put some muscle on. Thanks. Eat healthier. Do what Thanks. Is right for your health, or else you will not be here. You can't argue and justify with your personal health. That's the problem, bro. We're trying to argue and justify with it like it's an opinion. Ain't no opinion. This is life. You need to get up and move the body, because you already have a whole government trying to take you out. Stop taking yourself out with them.
Man, stop taking yourself out, man. Stop taking yourself out. All facts. We got to be honest with each other. And, you know, like, it comes off mean. It's hard to hear the truth, including myself. It's hard to hear the fucking truth. Improvement or change, it's not easy. It's not easy. And nobody's on here preaching that fitness is easy. Nobody's preaching that getting in shape is easy. Nobody's preaching that putting donuts down is easy. Big donut, big back eating ass.
Big back activity.
But, I mean, relationships ain't easy. Going to work ain't easy. Raising kids ain't easy. A lot of shit isn't easy, but you still get it done. And what's crazy to me is y'all will prioritize those things over yourself. You can't be the best you. You can't be the best for them if you don't take care of yourself. You're not about to sit here and tell me that a fat, sloppy, lazy version of you is going to be the best parent that you could be for them kids. It's really hard for me to fucking believe that. And then what type of habits are you instilling in them kids? What are they learning? They already don't got fitness and recess at school. They already don't have it at school. So what are they learning from you? Right? You sitting here, you won't tell your wife she need to go to the gym. Even if she gets mad, she's going to respect you for telling her. She might not want to hear that shit. Your husband might not want to hear that shit. One of my clients, she was coming to the gym consistently. She was in there getting that work in. But her husband wasn't going. So guess what she did? I'm not going to tell y'all who it is. Guess what she did when her husband wasn't going to the gym? She told this ninja, if you don't get your fat ass in the gym, we're not having sex. Guess what he did? Got his ass in the gym. And guess what? He's still in the gym. And guess what? They working on another baby. But that's just part of life. That's part of being a man. And that's part of being an adult, having them uncomfortable conversations. And you got to get to a point where you cool with being the bad guy. You cool with being the bad guy. You know, of course, I can say that me doing this show. I'm the bad guy. You know, a couple of y'all was at my neck just now about them politics. But I do a lot of shit on purpose. So I love it. I love it. But don't be afraid to be the bad guy. You know, think about your loved ones, think about their future. And if someone is giving you, if you on the other side of it and someone's giving you this advice, this is one thing I had to learn. You got to learn how to accept it. You don't know everything. You're not perfect. You're human. And then y'all try to bring God and the Bible into it. Every man of significance in the Bible has something wrong with him. They did something wrong. They did something egregious. Look up Jacob and Esau. Look up that story. Moses, killer. It's everybody. Everybody in the Bible. Peter, wild ninja. Oh man, but it is what it is, man. And we're gonna look at one more thing. Let me get in these comments. We're gonna look at one more thing. I'm sorry about the Wi-Fi. That shit fucked up the show. It fucked up my energy too. But I ain't gonna let that stop the show. We'll be in these comments, man. Did we read this? Protecting the crackhead. We read that. Lily said needs to be more of this. Absolutely. That's the point. I want you to live and live a good quality life. We stole this body positivity nonsense. Devonnie DX, what up? I'm still struggling, but you got to keep going. Absolutely. Ain't going to lie. I need to start having these conversations next time I see some of my family members. Yeah, bruh. And people think I don't be having these conversations with my family members. I don't care. I'll talk to you. I'll tell you straight up. Get it together. Did I hear John C. Marty Cena say the word kayfabe? I knew you were a nerd. Yeah, man, it's kayfabe. Kayfabe. At Janet Sharp about to bring the drama on Thanksgiving. I don't even know what you're talking about. You going to pay for my gym membership? You really want a white girl? Insert Pookie name, want me. And that's what I'm saying. A lot of people... I think it was SAG sucking at games the other day was basically saying like men are being soft, not having a conversation with their wife. And it's like, bruh, if you know your wife is going to respond like this, why have the a lot of people don't even want to go through that shit, bruh. A lot of people don't want to go through it. If you look up the history of BBW, the term became popular from a man who fetishized Bill Fabry. Mary J, I'm going to look that one up. I'm going to look that one up. We're going to have to add that to the show. No one in the Bible was a big back, bro. Peter kept that shank on him at all times. Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, and not trying to act like I'm so holy and great, but, you know, people give me a bad rap, but dudes in the Bible weren't scared to speak up. They weren't scared to crash out. They weren't scared to call out BS. They weren't scared to stand on business. It's the truth. Those were the ones that God was rocking with. He wasn't rocking with these soft simp ass bammers. He wasn't. I'm about to give a Bible lesson in a second. I gave one a couple weeks ago. Fire. King Solomon and David had the wildest downfalls. I think David's downfall was wilder, to be honest with you, bro. I think David's downfall was way wilder than Solomon. Facts that stop the cap. Big facts. They scared to tell family members they fat because they want to still be able to beg for rides and money. Oh, Jay Sharp. Janet Sharp. Okay, I got you. Jay Sharp. David had a ninja kill while he was cracking his wife. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Crazy, bro. Yeah, David. I think David was so crazy because his come up was so crazy. He started off as a shepherd, fighting lions and tigers in the trenches. Beat Goliath and became king. You couldn't tell him nothing. He was unstoppable. That's why he was wilding like that, bro. It's crazy. You gotta have some humility and stay humble. David came up crazy. formed the NAAFA, National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance. Oh, no, nah, we got to look this up.
What? Big back activity.
They have an association. Oh, yeah, I'm doing some research tonight. Soft backs. Mary Magdalene was rocking with Jesus, and you know she was for the streets. Yep. Yep. That's true. Was right there with him. But you also got to be with someone who's willing to listen and constructive criticism. Absolutely. Man. All facts, man. We're going to look at one more video. And I'm going to give a good opinion. I'm going to give a little mean opinion. All right. I'm going to be nice, but I'm going to be a little bit mean, too. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, man. We got this lady here posted a transformation picture. It says, never give up. It says, March 8th, 2025, 400 pounds, July 29th, 397. And they cooking her in the comments, man. They cooking her ass.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
They cooking her pretty bad in the comments, man. Congratulations, but why did it take 4 months to lose 2 pounds? 3 pounds in almost 5 months. Yeah, this is definitely going to be a long journey for you. As long as you're not gaining facts. Wait a goddamn minute. They say, are you trying? I see the difference. Y'all are horrible. Clearly building muscle and losing some inches. So listen, I'm going to start with the good. I'm going to start with the good, man. She made some progress, right? So we're going to give her some credit. And it looks like if you look at her waist here, obviously she's not skinny. Her waist did come in a little bit, and it looked like it's less of a roll right here on the front of the tummy. So good for her. I'm not sure what her workout is, but listen, man, progress is progress. I'm going to say that. Progress is progress. She did her thing. She's moving in the right direction. But at the same time, hold the fuck up. Y'all got to chill with these transformation photos. Y'all, listen, don't be posting no 3 pound transformation. We not trying to see that. Don't be so thirsty to post the transformation that it don't make any common sense. You know damn well you was going to get in that comment section and people was going to talk shit. You had 4 months. You can make a significant change in 4 months, even if you only lost 10 pounds. But to show that, you must have been ordering some cheeseburgers in the process.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
You must have been on some bullshit, or you fell off, started again, fell off, started again. And if that's the case, just wait till you drop some significant weight, because that right there is absolutely ridiculous.
Big back activity.
Social media got y'all so thirsty to post some shit and just get some attention and release some damn dopamine that everybody want to be part of this fitness wave. Listen, you got to earn that transformation. And I feel bad that it's people talking shit in her comments. I know we're talking shit, and some of y'all in my comments is talking shit about it. But you got to have some damn patience. And you got to understand, if you put yourself out there and you ain't getting no real transformation, people going to cut your ass off. It's just the reality of it. Yes, the world is mean. It's a cutthroat mean. That's why your ass don't need to be posting no damn transformation, and you ain't getting no damn transformation. The hell is wrong with y'all, man? Anyway, man, hey, let's get in these comments, man. We're gonna keep it going. Get up out of here. Where we at, man? Fat Ninja NAACP. Don't forget Samson too. Yeah, Samson simp. Samson was a simp. She looks the same. When I read about it, I was shocked. A man making an organization to smash. Thirsty Ninja.
Nope.
Congrats to her, Tampa, Nigeria queen. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Before looked like the after, and the after looked like the before. I can smell the chunk funk through the screen, before and before. She's moving, I guess, but she needs to do more. Her nutrition might be off. She definitely needs to lift. Jump rope alone won't cut it. She definitely needs to lift. Excuse me. That's all men's motivation in a nutshell. Marty, I know you ain't fall for that. The right side, they took a pick a few steps back. She ain't lose nothing but time and some iCloud space. Hey man, I'm trying to approach with grace, man. I'm trying to be nice, man. Probably getting Jamba Juice at their workouts. Michael Parsons to Michael Parsons.
Your back has a back.
Samson had it all, and his parents told him to leave them hoes alone, and he fucked around with Jezebel. Yeah, man. It's crazy. You know what's crazy, though, man? And I hate to do this to Shannon Sharp, man. But, you know, the Bible is full of examples of where you just got to control your lust, man. You got to. There's nothing good that comes from lust. Real talk. Nothing good that comes from it. Another conversation for another day. But yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is Delilah. You're right. Samson and Delilah. Absolutely. She's probably just ignorant. Now, yeah, you could say she's ignorant, but, you know, a lot of people just ain't educated on fitness, unfortunately. But that shit right there crazy. Keep that damn transformation picture off the internet. She done lost her damn mind. Big back mindset, man. Listen, all she did was take a large shit and brag about it. Hey man, another fire episode on Less Bunches More Crunches podcast. They say Shorty went to the toilet. Shorty went to the toilet, came back, took a picture.
Nope.
It don't work like that, baby girl. Hey man, I'm sorry about the Wi-Fi, but look, go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram, see Marty Fit on TikTok, see Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page, share with a friend. Let's Bunches More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts and cop some gear, cop a shirt, support the brand. The brand is growing. I got people, buying in different states, different areas, different parts of the DMV. So appreciate y'all. And we're going to keep this thing going. I need to get this Wi-Fi together. She did all bunches and no crunches. Big facts. And anything else, we'll be live again Sunday. I'm going to aim for 5 o'clock again on Sunday. Might be later, might be earlier. I'm going to put a notification up as early as possible so everybody knows. But if you can't catch it, just catch the playback. And listen, man, appreciate y'all. You know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And we'll be live again on Sunday. Appreciate y'all. Hit the like button. Shout out to the playback gang. Hit the like button again. Hit the like button again. Hit the like button again. And I will catch y'all Sunday. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.